I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As part of a workplace ban, the Taliban has banned women from appearing in television dramas. The new laws also prescribe head coverings for female presenters or journalists who, for now, still appear on television. These restrictions affect Afghanistan's terrestrial broadcast stations, but Sat-7 broadcasts its own programming into the country via satellite. And this includes dramas. Joe Willey with Sat-7 USA says,
"We're excited about a newly produced drama, and this airs on Sat-7 Pars, which is the Farsi-speaking channel that is broadcast into Afghanistan. This program, this new program, is called Destiny, and it is about Afghans dreaming of a better life. We also have Bible teaching programs and current event programs, too.
These programs show men and women as equally created in God's image. Pray these programs would bring the hope of Jesus to many Afghans." And 5 young men in Ghana spend their days riding motorbikes across the country on an important mission. Each of them carries a projection kit to show the Jesus film in different villages, some of which are completely unreached with the gospel. These young men are called the Jesus Film Riders, and it's all part of One Way Africa's Jesus Film campaign. Lord Cyrus Niamenlewok, one of the Jesus Film Writers, says,
"I've been inspired by St. Francis of Assisi spreading the gospel to places that were dangerous to his life. And so it inspires me to know that I can also do something for God in my life."
After the Jesus Film is shown in a village, the Jesus Film Writer begins a small group to disciple new believers. Please pray for the growing church in Ghana to have a firm foundation of faith in Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.